From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. UN World Food Program contributes to overcoming social issues in Indonesia, including disasters. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Kuala Lumpur on Thursday. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Indonesia is an example of religious tolerance. Now the news in detail. The UN World Food Program actively contributes to resolving social issues in Indonesia, among others by providing food assistance as well as overcoming the impacts of disaster which occur in the country. Deputy Director of the UN World Food Program to Indonesia, Peter Holzberg, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta recently, pointed out that the WFP has existed in Indonesia for more than 50 years and it keeps developing cooperation with related institutions in overcoming social issues.
Outside of the school feeding program, which is one of our core priorities, we also focus very much on emergency preparedness, working together with both the Ministry of Social Affairs and BMPB, working together, bringing in the expertise of the many responses that have happened already in Indonesia to further improving at all levels, including the coordination of some of these responses to the many natural disasters that occur in Indonesia.
Furthermore, Peter Holzberg added that the World Food Program, which is currently being implemented in Indonesia, comprises capacity building, technical assistance, partnership with the Indonesian government, school feeding, as well as food security assessment. Indonesian Ambassador to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Rusdi Kirana, ensured that Indonesian President Joko Widodo would visit Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Thursday, August the 8th, when welcoming the 15 journalists from Malaysia, printed and digital media in Jakarta on Saturday. Rusdi Kirana said President Joko Widodo is scheduled to meet Malaysian Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad on August the 9th in a bid to discuss a number of issues. The meeting is expected to enhance bilateral relations of the two countries, particularly in trade cooperation as well as the protection of Indonesian migrant workers in Malaysia. Ambassador Rusdi Kirana also pointed out that Malaysia's investments in Indonesia are quite satisfying since Malaysia is the sixth biggest investor in Indonesia. In addition, Ambassador Rusdi also expressed his optimism that Malaysia's investment in Indonesia would improve. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said that being the largest Muslim country in the world as well as a country with cultural and religious diversity make Indonesia the example for other countries in promoting tolerance. When visiting Dea Malela International Boarding School in Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara on Saturday, Vice President Yusuf Kalla emphasized that the cultural diversity of Indonesia should be an additional value for Indonesia in promoting tolerance to the world, especially countries in the Middle East which were destroyed due to political crisis and wars. Vice President also pointed out that Indonesia would no longer send students to countries such as Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Yemen to pursue Islamic studies, considering these Islamic countries could not be the example of moderate Islam or known as Islam Wasatiyah. Therefore, Vice President Kala explained that in implementing moderate Islam, Indonesia needs to have Islamic boarding schools that disseminate the concept of Islamic moderation. Papua New Guinean Prime Minister James Marape hopes Indonesia can actively participate in managing oil and gas fields in his country. James Marape explained that his country considers Indonesia to be PNG's partner in managing the natural resources because Indonesia is perceived to be well experienced in managing oil and gas. In addition to its experience in managing oil and gas, Indonesia has always supported Papua New Guinea, or PNG, in various aspects. It was remarked by Indonesian Ambassador to PNG, Andriana Supandi, to Antara on Saturday. Supandi pointed out that currently the delegation of PNG's oil and gas are visiting the state-owned oil company Pertamina, as well as a number of refineries. He hopes that Pertamina can promptly establish cooperation with Papua New Guinea's oil and gas companies. Ambassador Supandi further said that in addition to contributing to the management of oil and gas, various bilateral cooperations have been established by both countries. The 2019 Indonesia Festival held at Krasnaya Presnya Park in Moscow, Russia, from August the 2nd to 4th, has helped increase the number of Russian tourists to Indonesia. Indonesian Ambassador to Russia, Supriyadi, during the opening ceremony of the 4th Indonesia Festival in Moscow on Friday, said a total of 1,000 Indonesian businesses are participating in this year's Indonesia's festival, featuring 177 booths that displayed various products, including foods, beverages, and souvenirs from several Indonesian provinces. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Aceh Province booth, which offered Gayos Arabica coffee, was thronged by visitors during the first day of the festival. The festival also presented batik workshop. Ambassador Supriyadi is optimistic that the 4th Indonesian Festival in Moscow will positively impact the economy, trade, tourism, and understanding of Russian people about Indonesia. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita visited Panjang Jaya Village Mandalawangi Sub-District in Pandeglang District, Banten Province, to distribute relief aid to victims of a magnitude 6.9 earthquake that struck the province on Friday evening. Minister Agus Gumiwang in Jakarta on Saturday expressed his optimism that the aid would reduce the burden of residents affected by the earthquake. As quoted by Antara, the minister also offered stimulant funds for rehabilitation of damaged homes. At least 178 buildings, including homes, mosques, and schools, were damaged in the natural disaster. Last item. The Java Coffee Festival was held at the 10th Dieng Culture Festival 2019 at the Pandawa Field Dieng Banjarnegara Regency Central Java from August the 2nd to 4th. The coffee festival, involving coffee farmers, coffee producers, and barista from various regions across Java, in collaboration with the Bank Indonesia's representative office of Purwokerto, was officially opened by Regional Secretary of Banjarnegara Indarto on the second day of the 10th Dieng Culture Festival on Saturday. Indarto, when opening the Java Coffee Festival, remarked that the event is aimed at supporting, advancing, and introducing Banjarnegara's authentic coffee, namely Robusta and Arabica. Indarto pointed out that the event also aims to take people to preserve the coffee of the Indonesian archipelago in a bid to improve local economy and boost tourism attraction. To end the news, here are the main points once again. UN World Food Program contributes to overcoming social issues in Indonesia, including disaster. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to visit Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Thursday. Vice President Yusuf Kala said Indonesia is an example of religious tolerance. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo pushes Toba Caldera Geopark to be recognized by UNESCO. President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, in a three-day working visit to North Sumatra province from July the 29th to 31st, went to several points in the Lake Toba area, both in North Tapanuli, Humbang Hasundutan, Simalungun, Toba Samosir, and Samosir. On Wednesday afternoon, President Joko Widodo visited the Toba Caldera Geopark in Samosir Regency. This geopark is one of the icons of the tourism in North Sumatra that combines geological, biological, and cultural diversity. Indonesia already has four geoparks that have been recognized by the UN Agency for Education, Science, and Culture, namely Mount Batur in Bali, Ciletuh in West Java, Mount Sewu in East Java, and Mount Rinjani on the island of Lombok. The Indonesian government is currently pushing for the Toba Caldera Geopark to be recognized and entered into the UNESCO Global Geopark Network. The president stressed that all of this was the duty of the governor, the region, including related ministries. The president also said starting next year, the government will promote Lake Toba as a world-class tourism area on a large scale. In preparing Lake Toba as a tourist destination, the government will pay attention to the environment by taking firm action if there are forest management companies proven to damage the environment. Efforts to make the Lake Toba area a national priority tourist destination are not only supported by infrastructure but also human resources. President Joko Widodo said a number of vocational high schools would turn into tourism vocational schools. Meanwhile, when reviewing Sipinsur Geosite in Humbang Hasundutan Regency, President Joko Widodo promised to disburse a state budget of 3.5 trillion rupiahs for the development of Lake Toba as a tourist area. The president hopes that the investment of 3.5 trillion rupiah from the state budget can be a trigger to bring an investment from outside. President Joko Widodo ended a series of working visits in North Sumatra by observing a pilot project for the development of Belgian blue cattle in Parsinguran Village, Polung District, Humbang Hasundutan Regency. Belgian blue is a new breed of cattle in Indonesia assisted by the Ministry of Agriculture. Belgian blue is expected to be a superior seed for fulfilling national meat needs in the future. According to the president, if the pilot project in Parsinguran Village is successful, similar projects will also be developed in other regions. Well, that was Spotlight this week. Today in history, I'll begin with August the 4th, 1961, the birth of Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama II is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States. Barack Obama, born on August the 4th, 1961, was the first African-American to hold this position. Born in Honolulu, Hawaii, Obama spent part of his childhood in Indonesia following his mother who married an Indonesian man. Obama is a graduate of Columbia University and Harvard Law School, where he became president of the Harvard Law Review. He was a community activist in Chicago before getting his law degree. He worked as a civil rights attorney in Chicago and taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago Law School from 1992 to 2004. Turning to August the 4th, 1992, the Indonesian contingent wins its first gold medal in the Summer Olympics. The Indonesian contingent won the gold medal for the first time at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. It was from badminton matches which took place at Pavilio de la Marbella from July the 28th to August the 4th. Susi Susanti won the women's single badminton branch and Alan Budi Kusuma won the men's single badminton branch in Barcelona. The hoisted red and white flag marks the first gold medal of the Indonesian contingent during its participation in the Olympics since 1952 in Helsinki. I'll end with August the 4th, 2007, the launching of the Phoenix Space Shuttle. Phoenix is an unmanned spacecraft owned by NASA's National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It was launched to Mars under the Mars Scout program. Phoenix has a mission to find the natural surroundings suitable for the life of microorganisms on Mars and investigate the history of water on the planet. This vehicle was launched on August 4, 2007 and landed on Mars on May 25, 2008. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, listener, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Paulo Duarte in Portugal. On our Facebook fan page, Mr. Paulo Duarte asked when Spanish program goes to on air. Hello, Mr. Paulo Duarte. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. As information, our Spanish program is on air at 500 hours until 600 hours UTC every day. So keep listening to our broadcast through frequency 3525 kHz or website www.voinews.id. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tinggal kita tanpa hiasan, tanpa lukisan. Beratap jerami, beralaskan tanah. Namun semua ini punya kita. Memang semua ini milik kita, oh, sendiri.
Semuanya ada di sini.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, August the 4th, is entitled Kangaroo Becomes One of the Papuan National Sport Week's Mascots. Mascot and logo of the Indonesia National Sport Weeks, or PON, on 2020 in Papua was officially launched by the Regional Government of Papua on Thursday, August the 1st. The organizers have chosen and will socialize two Papuan endemic animals, namely kangaroo under the name Kangpo and cendrawasi or the bird of paradise called Drawa as mascot. The Kangpo mascot is depicted using a rumbe on the head and waist, which is the traditional attire for Papuan men and women. There is a carving on the belt, which is typical design of Papua. On the front of the crown, there is also displayed a picture of Snowy Mountain, which is a picture of the peak of Mount Jayawijaya in Papua. The Papua governor, Lukas Nmb, at the launch of the PON 20 mascot and logo, along with the inauguration of the Papua Parliament office in Jayapura on Thursday, August the 1st, explained that the marsupial animal used by the mascot are more popular in national and international community as typical animals of Australia, but in fact, it also exists in Papua. While the bird of paradise or cendrawasi bird, which scientifically called Paradisae regiana, is a medium-sized singing bird and is a native endemic species of Papua. Like Kangpo, Drawa is also depicted using crown and rumbles. A medal with a red and white cord is attached to his chest, which signifies togetherness for the medal in the frame of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Drawa's body is given an orange color that symbolizes warmth, friendship, and love. The yellow color on Drawa's head is the original color of cendrawasi, which symbolizes enthusiasm, warmth, and joy. The number of wings, tails, and fingers on Drawa's feet symbolizes the holding of the Sport Week, the 20th, which is scheduled to open at 20:00 hours East Indonesia time on October the 20th, 2020. In addition to the logo and mascot, previously there was a PON 20 or 2020 tagline, namely Torang Bisa or We Can Do It. According to Governor Lukas Nmb, the word is a typical Papuan encouragement that aims to ignite the fighting spirit of the athletes. Meanwhile, the Papua PON logo uses the Bangkit Papua Stadium as a backdrop with mountain ornaments and three circles. In front of the stadium, three triangles that indicate Papua have many mountains are interpreted as abundant natural resources. Then the three circles in red, yellow, and green mean achievement, sportsmanship, and solidarity, which will unite the people. That was My Indonesia for Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we reply an email from our regular listener, Uwe Folk in Thailand. In his email, Mr. Uwe Folk said that he was listening to our broadcast in German program along with his wife. He told that he heard the Voice of Indonesia at the end of the 70s of the last century in Germany. The reception was very difficult at that time. Better was the reception with the construction of a new broadcasting center in the early 90s. At that time, RRI transmitted the second domestic program, DUA, on 9680 kHz, which will be received in Europe like a local station. Hello, Mr. Uwe Folk. We are very glad to receive your email again after several years we do not receive your reception report. Your email has been forwarded to German section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. And please, our best regard to your beloved wife. Special for you and your wife, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Menghitung hari, detik demi detik, menunggu itu bukan menjemukan, tapi ku sabar menanti jawabmu, jawab cintamu. Jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya, dirimu memang punyaku. Jangan kau beri harapan padaku, seperti ingin tapi tak ingin. Yang aku minta tulus hatimu, bukan pura-pura. Jangan pergi dari cintaku, biar saja tetap denganku, biar semua tahu adanya, dirimu memang punyaku. Belum pernah ku jatuh cinta sekeras ini seperti padamu. Jangan sebut aku lelaki bila tak bisa dapatkan engkau. Jangan sebut aku lelaki.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will invite you to visit Rembang in the province of Central Jawa to sample lontong tuyuhan of typical Rembang cuisine. Rembang, besides being well known as the city of salt and lasem batik, is also famous for having unique culinary delights that are not found in other parts of Indonesia. One of them is lontong tuyuhan. The name comes from the fact that its producers and sellers mostly come from Tuyuhan village, Pancur district, and lontong itself is rice cake wrapped in banana leaves. The typical typical food consists of rice cake served with vegetable dish and slightly spicy coconut milk, which accentuates the taste of pecan, cumin, and shallot. Usually, lontong tuyuhan is accompanied by a side dish consisting of chicken which has been cut into pieces, complete with chicken innards and tempeh that have been given hot spicy red chili flavor. To get rid of the hot spicy taste, sellers usually provide simple drinks, namely water in a kendi or traditional clay jug that can be drunk for free. But you can also order soft drinks or tea if you like. Besides the delicious taste, the lontong rice cake of lontong tuyuhan has its own uniqueness. If in Indonesia, most lontong is oval-shaped, the lontong used to serve lontong tuyuhan is triangular. Another uniqueness, the majority of the sellers are men. This is due to the myth that lontong tuyuhan will be tastier if served by a man. Another uniqueness is the water used for cooking lontong tuyuhan. It must come from the source in the land of Tuyuhan village. Without the typical water, the rice cake dish will be less tasty, they say. It is said lontong tuyuhan sold outside Rembang area, though maybe have the same ingredient, but minus the special water from tuyuhan, will have a different taste from the original one. The average lontong sellers at the Tuyuhan Lontong Sales Center start their business from 12 noon to 8 p.m. All lontong tuyuhan stalls look the same, namely with a long wooden seat called dingklik and also a wooden table covered with ornamental floral design plastic. The place for preparing lontong tuyuhan is very typical too, called angkringan. It's a pair of big baskets made from bamboo and rattan. This adds to the distinctive impression of lontong tuyuhan. One plate of tuyuhan rice cake or lontong tuyuhan costs around 15,000 to 20,000 rupiahs, around $1. The pleasure of eating this lontong tuyuhan will increase if accompanied by iced tea or young coconut. Indonesian Wonder today featuring lontong tuyuhan from Rembang, Central Jawa. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Thomas Borg in Finland. He sent his reception report on our broadcast. He said that he monitored our broadcast through short waves on frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Thomas Borg. Thank you for your appreciation on our broadcast. Well, for our regular listeners wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Selalu selamanya dan kuwujudkan mimpi yang terindah di setiap malam agar kau pun tersenyum terjaga dari tidurmu
dan kau jadikan ku ratu jangan cinta.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Today's Miscellany is about Jogja Coffee Week 2019. We may find various coffee product exhibitions in Indonesia. However, how about recognizing all the coffee while tasting it? You can find it in Jogja Coffee Week 2019. This event was held for a week from August 2nd until 8th, 2019 at Jogja Expo Center, Yogyakarta. Not only coffee lovers, the event was also open for people who are interested in knowing coffee better, beginning from the farmer, coffee types, processing, and sales. That was stated by Imam Wisnu Birowo from Kopi Nusantara Community, who became an organizer of the event. Every day, the visitors would be served with various delicious coffee, even the ones still rare in cafes, from spice coffee, tahlil coffee, coconut milk, to Kaskara. Even some of them were served for free. Besides presenting deeper details of coffee, Jogja Coffee Week also held various competitions such as fun brewing, latte art competition, Jogja Coffee Award photography and video competition, barista performance, magic show, and live music. Many talk show and coffee sharing about different coffee menu were also available every day. According to Wisnu, although the culture of planting coffee in Jogja is still low, but there are many coffee enthusiasts who keep making new creation. Meanwhile, director of PT Media Link International, Rahadi Saptata Abra, was also the organizer with Nusantara Coffee Community, said that for 1 week, dozens of coffee business people and professional enthusiasts also attended the Jogja Coffee Week 2019. Rahadi added, the event will be held annually, certainly by raising developing trends about coffee. So listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu, jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu, usir mendung kelabu. Percuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh, tunggu apa lagi saya, tinggalkanlah dirinya. Kamu buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi saya, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau mengutuk dalam kisah yang semu? Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Oh, tunggu apa lagi saya, tinggalkanlah dirinya. Buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi sayangku, lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Tinggalkanlah dirinya, kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia. Ku lebih baik darinya, tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. It is nice to meet you again in Music Corner. Today's edition, we'll discuss one song from Delia Septianti. Delia started in the music world since she was 6 years old. At an early age, she had released 18 children's pop albums produced by his own father, Mamo Agil, who was a member of 1970s band called Usbros or Usman Brothers. When she grew up, in 2005, Delia joined a pop jazz band called Ekute as a vocalist. In 2011, she resigned from the band and chose to return to the world of soap operas, presenters, and solo careers. Delia went solo and released her first single, the recycle song from Reza Artamevia, entitled Berharap Tak Berpisah, in 2011. After that, she vacuumed for a few years. Finally, in early 2019, Delia decided to return to the music world with her new performance. By collaborating with Alam Urba as music producer, A song with a touch of R&B pop music entitled Suasana Hati was created. This song tells about an empty mood filled with the presence of someone who has been solved. Well, listener, here is Suasana Hati, sung by Delia Septianti.
Hey, 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 hey. Ku berlari, kau mengejar, ku menghindar. Kau dekati, kau menghilang, ku mencari. Aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Bilang saja jika kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu rasa bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, seseorang yang aku cari. Yeah, kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
Of Indonesia.
Tak mampu bertahan. simpan saja rasa di hatimu. Sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai di sini saja rasa di hatimu. Sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai di sini.
For me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.